Okay, so this is sort of my answer to the question, do you have a piece of advice for young writers, aspiring poets? And I started to write out some of these thoughts just coincidentally today on Twitter, but I wanted, I guess, to say them all together because it's helping me think through some things. But basically, I've been thinking about how we run workshop, how we talk about poems in revision. And so I'm saying, let's stop treating poems in workshop as products to be fixed. And instead, let's nourish them, nourish poems as questions in need of trouble, visions seeking further fire. So my sense is that sometimes a writer closes off possibilities because they're told to polish up a poem according to conventions. You know, what a poem already looks like, sounds like, poems that, you know, appear in journals or in books. You know, we're always comparing our own work to that. But I think that advice of, you know, fix this, fix that, just edit this one thing and it'll, you know, be more polished, makes for a safe poem. Rather than the poem that needed to be written or the poem that that particular poet needed to write. So a poem can have the look or sound of being finished or, say, publishable, but that doesn't mean it shifted or discovered anything. And I'd rather a poem get messier if it means getting closer to what I'm calling a cave of howl and glitter. Right, a messy space, but a more true space, maybe. Sometimes you just have to keep writing toward. Also, sometimes the thing to do is not to keep chiseling away at the same poem, but to write another and then another and see where and why these words are taking you.